McKenna.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. And we are here today with another American, but obviously we are here with someone who is an amazing coach and entrepreneur coach. So welcome, David.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I am an American and I am also an Italian-American.
Italian-American. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm like, why did I say that? So people call you the America's entrepreneur coach. That's kind of where I was going with that, everyone. And I just want to tell you a little bit about David. So for more than 20 years, David is a serial entrepreneur and has started 7 businesses from scratch. He thrives on growing and starting businesses. Today, he thrives on helping others start or grow their business by infusing the latest entrepreneur principles into their strategy, which we're going to touch on here in a second. And relevant experiences, including being a 3-time Inc. Magazine 5000 growth company. So the host of the Avante Entrepreneur Podcast, which I've been an amazing guest on, thank you, and a TEDx speaker, an adjunct professor at the University of Rochester, and the author of business and college planning books. And on it goes, right? You're welcome to go check out his website at David, and I'm going to spell this for you, MAMMANO.com.
Got it. You got it.
I have the biggest question ever I want to ask anyone. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
What's an adjunct professor? I didn't have those in college. Not a professor? Is that like a mini professor? Is that a full? What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, it's basically a fancy name to still, quote unquote, call me a professor. But I am a very part-time, low-paid, teaching one class in entrepreneurship at the University of Rochester. So it's a way to distinguish the full-time professors.
Oh, right. The tenures.
The tenured professors who usually have bigger paychecks and egos.
Right.
Where I'm just a businessman I'm also teaching some kids every now and then.
So that's what the adjunct. It's like, why did I just say like a part-timer
pretty
adjunct.
Much.
Okay. Thank you for that. So
it sounds a little sexier than part-timer, doesn't it?
It does sound like way more intellectual. Yeah. The moment I left college was the day I graduated that was it. It was like anything in the world of university. I was like, see ya. So I'm not in that world very much. Okay, great. So thanks for pointing that out. So let's talk about the real fun stuff, the 7 businesses you started from scratch. So how many of those are still like breathing today and thriving, or have you sold off? Tell us about those.
Yeah, they're all alive in different forms.
Cool.
You know, some of them I'm still running. Some of them I've sold and just other people are running them.
Yeah.
My first 6 businesses all revolved around education, helping high school students with college planning.
Hmm.
So I started a magazine. I started a couple websites. I started a magazine for high school guidance counselors. I started an online school teaching life skills. I started an online college planning curriculum. So I've always been involved in education regarding helping high school students with a whole planning for life after high school phase. Mm-hmm. And then about a year ago, someone, you know, people always call me, I'm sure like you too, pick my brain about being an entrepreneur, starting a business. So more of like the entrepreneur side.
So is it more like, hey, can we talk? And then you're like, sure. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're like, they're pick, and they're like, thanks. And they go, see you later. Yeah, I've had those. So real quick before you move to the next phase, right, because I was going to stop on for something. So 2004, you a book published, 101 Things You Can Do to Become an Outstanding Young Adult. I guess that's where the transition, high school to young adult education phase?
Yeah, high school to college or high school to college. Career.
Okay. And why'd you get into that? That's an interesting little niche.
Yeah, so, you know, 1995, I wanted to start a business, and I had run the college newspaper, and I was involved in a lot of, organizations that help young people with their future. And it just dawned on me, you know, wow, I should just really start a business that helps youth with their future. Mm-hmm. And it all came together when my cousin was going to Rochester Institute of Technology, which is a very good school, but he didn't know why he was going there. So I thought, oh my God, how many kids go to college and really don't know why they are there or why they're going? And I thought, wouldn't it be neat to start a magazine to actually help high school students with planning for life after high school, but while they're still in high school? So that was the genesis of the idea of just helping young people with their future while they're in high school.
It's a couple things, guys, and just shout out. So what he started was an information marketing business, which is something that I constantly am hounding that everyone should have an information marketing business where they're educating a particular niche, you know, to move them from X to Y or whatever it is. So this is interesting. Now, I'll say my experience from that phase from when I was 17, 18, and it looked something like this. I was in a cheerleading / drill team. And they would sit me down and some high school, college, whatever, high school counselor would say, what do you like to do? I'm like, hang out with my friends and, you know, cheerlead. Yep. I'm like, you know, and I'm like, how do you answer that? I'm a little bubble. I go to school, I come back, I study, I dance, I go to a party. I don't have any experience in life. So it was an interesting little conversation. I actually ended up, believe it or not, people always go, what? When I first got into college, my declared degree, wait for it, accounting.
Wow, really fits you.
Not then. Someone's like, you can make money being a doctor. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that. So I was pre-med. And since my grandfather was a doctor, that like fit, you know what I mean? I was like, okay, that kind of fit.
And makes perfect sense,
makes perfect sense. And then I did that for a couple of years. And then I kind of woke up to, that's not going to work because they're making no money now. And there's a Clinton administration. So I started to learn the things called the government coming down on a particular industry actually has an effect, right? So I learned that quickly. Anyway, so going back to you, your second book, Make Love in the Workplace, A Guide to Create Culture in the Office. That's a big jump. So how'd you go from teaching young people that transition to America's entrepreneur coach?
Yeah, so a lot of young people, recent college grads, just millennials, these are the ones that would call me and say, hey, Dave, you know, we thinking about starting a business, and can I pick your brain that we're talking about? And I always say, yeah, let's meet for coffee, breakfast, whatever, and I hope you're taking notes and pick my brain and let's do this. So what happened was I never was a college planner. I never was like an ex-guidance counselor. Like you said, I was the aggregator of the content through the magazine and the website. We would just help students with college planning. But I never was a college planner. I always was an entrepreneur, and that's what I felt very comfortable with. So one day, about a year ago, this guy called me, and he was about 25, and he just called out of the blue to thank me, to say, you know, hey, I met with you 5 years ago when I wanted to start a business and took tons of notes. It's going really well. And I look back at my notes, and I'm doing a lot of the things that you told me to do. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I really appreciate it. And so I was like, well, that's so nice. Thank you for that, and thanks for listening to me. And then at the end, he goes, you should do this for a living. You were so helpful. You should like get paid to help people start and grow businesses. And I hung up the phone. I was like, oh my God, he's so right. I just got really excited about it. Got back to the office, got together with Diana, my VP of marketing. And I said, let's start our website, davidmamano.com, crazy name, right? And I'm going to become a coach. I'm going to help people start and grow businesses. We're going to have events to help entrepreneurs learn more about being a good business owner. I started a mastermind group for entrepreneurs, and I am in my element. We're still running Next Step, have people running that the day-to-day mostly, and I spent a lot of my time on the entrepreneurial coaching business, and I am in love with it.
That's awesome. Now, when did you start that piece?
I started that really about a year ago.
Wow.
And so it's, as far as getting paid for it, you know, I have four clients, I've done two events, I have a mastermind group, You're on my podcast, yeah. The Avanti Entrepreneur Podcast. So I'm just, you know, I kind of exploded on the scene because it's just so natural to me. I as they say, I have mojo with it, right? Mojo. So I'm just loving it.
Mojo. And are you, now, that's interesting you said that. So you've only been doing it for a year. Now, did you, people ask me this all the time as a coach myself, right? So we're colleagues, as we call it. People always ask me, and I wonder if they ask you, what's your, like, why are you a coach? Meaning, do you have any, quote unquote, we call that credentials, right? Do they have credentials? What's your feedback or response to that? Someone asked you that question.
Yeah, I'll say, listen, I have been an entrepreneur for 22 years, and I have made so many freaking mistakes that I am so credentialed to help you with your learning curves.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've done some things right. I mean, obviously, you know, being an entrepreneur for 22 years, starting 7 businesses, et cetera, you know, that's the feather in my cap. You know, I don't need some official certification. You know, it makes me actually sick to even think about that. But whoever has one, that's great. It's just good not for me. Like, if I'm not for everybody. I'm going to teach you through my experiences. And if that works for you, great. If I'm not for you, that's fine too.
So a couple things. I mean, first of all, I completely agree with that. I'd rather have someone like yourself. That's what I call been in the gutter. You know, I call it when someone asks me, I'm like, I have skinned elbows, you know, skinned knees, broken jaw, you know what I mean? From being in the gutter or being on the field, you know, in the NFL space, I've gotten hit. That's my reason why I can say I'm a coach, because I've gotten hit. You know, let's talk about some of your, I call them hits, right? Some mistakes or things that you've learned throughout the 22 years.
Well, what I have learned is, you know, like I said, I've started 7 businesses, but I've started, you know, probably 500 products. What I have learned is to really curtail my entrepreneurial manicness. I do have an idea like every other day, and I used to just do them and I would drive my staff nuts.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago, and now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com. And let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
You know, what I have learned is to, if I have an idea, write it down, flesh it out, put it away, and then look at it again in 2 weeks to see if it's still an exciting idea to me. And then if it is, let's talk about to the team with it. If it's not, you know, let's just throw it away and move on. And it's just been much better for the rhythm of my team. I don't drive them as nuts anymore. And I'm making a lot less mistakes because, you know, it's so funny. I have an idea and I think, oh my God, it's fantastic. And I'm so in love with it. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, yeah, actually it was kind of stupid. So I think just to really, you know, have a little bit more purposeful process to my idea train has been very, very helpful as I have matured as an entrepreneur.
Matured. That's adorable. I'm a mature entrepreneur.
I've matured.
You never matured, David. You don't have that. It doesn't sound like to me. You're fun. That's good. You want to stay with your fun. Now, interesting talking about starter. Have you ever done the Colby A exam? In a weird way, it's kind of like the Myers-Briggs, but very different. You ever heard of it?
I have heard of Colby, and actually, I think I took it maybe about 10 years ago. I've taken so many assessments.
Yeah, it's like assessment.
And I don't remember exactly what it said. When I do the DISC, I'm like always 100% D, 100% I, yeah. Like zero on the other two. So I'm a certified nut. There's no doubt about it.
Well, so in the side of the index, I'm just only thinking of the Colby because the Colby comes up with basically four, A, B, C, or D, whatever it is. And they have a big one that's called starter, like the starters. And you're a starter. Yeah. And they always talk about starters. You got to have a finisher. You know, it's like having a head of a horse, but not the butt of the horse, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So it sounds like to me, you know that about yourself. You're a starter. You have an idea, an idea, an idea, an idea. And then you've created a team around you that are the finishers, which is critical. Is that, was that conscious decision or was that like, oh, look at that. I've done that. Or is it just very conscious?
I think I did it unconsciously at first. I surrounded myself with people that are very different than me. But now I'm very purposeful when I do it. Like if you look at my team now, and what you're talking about is also similar to the book Traction, where Gina Wickman talks about that, you know, usually there's a visionary who would be me. And then there is a implementer who would be what you're talking about, the finisher. And I'm very purposeful in surrounding myself with the latter because, you know, I need people to help me implement my crazy ideas.
Interesting. Yeah. So Traction book, how any startup can achieve explosive customer. That's pretty cool. Get a grip on your business. You can check that out. Gina Wickman. Yeah. That's why it was interesting because the Colby I took a couple of years ago, I was working with a team and they had me take it. And I'm kind of a mix between a starter and an implementer. I do it to a point. I'm not a detailer. You know what I mean? I'm good at managing the details of others. I'm constantly managing and starting and managing. I found that really interesting. And listening to you, it's very conscious, you know, very obvious that you're a starter. You know, you're a starter. And usually starters are men more than women, believe it or not. And that's just in my particular view with, you know, entrepreneurs. It's like they go, 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 go. And then they surround themselves, usually, not all the time, with women who are women are implementers. We're good at taking an idea and implementing it, right, and getting it done. So are we good at managing households and, like, all that good stuff?
Yeah. I think women are just smarter. I'm going to admit it. I really do. I think they're just smarter. I think men are more like ready, fire, aim. And women are really good at saying, wait, let me grab that gun. Let's aim, and then we'll fire.
Right.
So
Right.
Generally speaking, but I think that tends to happen more often.
Thank you. Now, speaking of women, you just did an event recently for women.
I did.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What was that?
Well, I love women. I sound like
Thank
Donald
you.
Trump, right? Nobody loves women more than me.
And, Wait, that is a stack phrase. Like, I love women. Yeah. Anyway.
I love women. No. So, yeah, I just did an event. I have these Avanti summits, and they're one-day boot camps for entrepreneurs, and I try to have themes around them. So I had one in the fall, and the theme was just celebrating entrepreneurial women. And I did it locally in upstate New York, and we did it locally. And we just celebrated some really great women entrepreneurs here. One woman, her name is Kitty Van Bordel. She started a Subaru dealership about 20 years ago, and now she is the number one Subaru dealership in the country.
Wow.
And not women. I mean, like anybody, right? And then she also is the Time Magazine Car Dealer of the Year. Not women car dealer, anybody. So
wow.
So she was our keynote, right? I mean, she's just kicking butt. And then just a lot of other local celebrities that have done really well in business. And we had like 200 attendees and lots of sponsors and just great content. It was just a wonderful day of learning and incredible energy.
Yeah, I met you on the podcast. It was like a day or two after your event. You're like, I'm exhausted. I remember that. No, that's good. That's fine. And events are exhausting. You know, it's like a momentum for like weeks, you know, and then like, right. Ta-da, the event. And there's a crash, you know, so I kind of miss the up and down. So let's move into a little bit more of the EO organization, if you don't mind. I'm really interested. Sounds like you're part of that organization. Can you tell us more about that and what that is and for our listeners and what's your involvement?
Absolutely. So I just got out of EO after about 13 years because a lot of the things that I'm doing with my business they're a little similar, and I didn't want anybody to think I was being competitive. So it was time for me to move on. But that being said, it is an incredible organization. I started my local chapter back in 2003, and now it's completely global. Vern Harnish was the guy that founded it. At the time, it was called YEO, Young mm-hmm. Entrepreneurs Organization. And then, you know, they wanted us to stay in as we got older. So they dropped the Y, and now it's just EO. There's local events, regional, national, international events, and it's just, you know, incredible learning organization. I learned a ton from speakers, from their events. Locally, they have what's called a forum where we 8 to 10 of us would get together once a month, private, mm-hmm. confidential, share experiences, try to help each other, and you really form like a brother sisterhood with these people. They become family. So, you know, for any entrepreneur thinking about something that they need to join to bring their game to the next level, EO is a marvelous organization.
Yeah, no, I've heard good things about it. I've never been a part of it. So what mm-hmm. would be the difference between, okay, someone just saying, hey, I'm going to be part of an organization like EO. There's a lot of organizations out there. Okay, so we're not picking on EO here. There's also really a lot of great organizations versus hiring a coach. So this is a question I get all the time, you know. Why would I hire a coach if I'm doing well? Or why would I hire a coach if I think I'm amazing?
Right, know? Sure, yeah. Well, that's why I need a coach. Right?
Exactly, right there. That's it, right? That's why. So what do you say to people?
Put your ego in your back pocket.
Right.
It'll help you with that, right?
Exactly. I mean, what do you tell people why people need a coach? I think I'm asking, obviously, because I get this question myself. I feel there's like a conversation out there saying that if you're have a coach, something's wrong with you or something, like something has to be wrong with a person before they get a coach. I'm not sure where that comes from and if you get that a lot or maybe you don't. But what do you think the ideal, you know, client is for an entrepreneur coaching?
Well, you know, first of all, if somebody thinks there's something wrong with having a coach, then there was something wrong with Michael Jordan. There's something wrong with Kobe Bryant. You know, there's something wrong with Tiger Woods. Well, we know there's something wrong with Tiger Woods, but professionally, you know, he has a coach, right? So every great athlete has a coach. And the purpose of a coach is certainly to continue the learning and continue the art of being challenged and questioned. But also what's wonderful about having a coach is just accountability and execution. A great coach will hold their client accountable and push them to execute what, you know, we have pre-agreed upon to be the goals and the vision. So especially entrepreneurs who tend to be very ADD, very manic, look, there's a squirrel in the window type of people. A coach is so vital just to, you know, talk to every week, every other week at the very least, just to keep that freaking train on the tracks and, you know, look at the vision, review the vision, review the goals, and make sure that we're not straying from it and that things are actually getting done in a focused way that also focuses the team so that everybody, as Jim Collins would say, you know, rowing in the same direction. And that's what the coach can do, is just be that rhythm of accountability and execution.
And I love that, by the way. I completely agree.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So what do you think the most challenges, the biggest challenges are today? I'm going to ask you two questions. What's the biggest challenges today for entrepreneurs? We're talking 2017 here. Moving forward, what's the future of entrepreneurs in general? What's the biggest challenges? And the next question I have is same question for entrepreneur coaching. What do you think the biggest challenges are?
So I think the biggest challenge for the entrepreneur is to really find a defined niche. Entrepreneurs are very famous for being pleasers and trying to be everything to everybody, and then they become nobody to no one. In my opinion, the entrepreneurs that are going to succeed, first of all, they're going to come to terms with they're probably not going to be the next Uber, right? And that's fine, right? I think we all say, oh my God, I want to be in the cover of Forbes. Great. It's probably not going to happen. Just admit that to yourself and move on. You know, 99.9% of the people, you know, do not get, millions or billions of dollars in investor money. They're just people like you and me, Heather, rolling up the sleeves, making it happen day to day and doing whatever it takes. And the only way that is a really successful way to make that happen is saying, okay, who is, you know, the 80-20 rule? You know, who are the 20% of this population that's going to make up 80% of my business? And how can I super hyper focus and stay focused on that 20%? You know, Seth Godin, you know, small is the new big, right? Bo Burlingham wrote a book called Small Giants. You know, how can we really super hyper focus on just a really great niche and strive to be the best in that market, whether it's local, regional, national? How can we strive to just own and saturate that market and stay focused? So I think that's a challenge, but obviously an incredible opportunity. Your next question was, what's the challenge for actual coaches?
Entrepreneur coaches.
Well, I think
couldn't be a challenge. I'm just asking the future. I guess another question: future or challenge?
Yeah, I think that the challenge for me is to there's kind of a difference between a coach and a consultant. You know, the consultant starts to get like knee deep into business and start like doing some work, and a coach really, you know, Michael Jordan's coach wasn't taking the shots for him, right? So the coach is really there as the one to, like I said, keep the train on the tracks, be the guy or gal that motivates, that inspires, keeps the person accountable. Now, if you want to be a consultant, great. But it's kind of, in my opinion, that's kind of a different role. You're actually in the trenches doing some of the work for the company. Whereas a coach, you are really challenging your clients to say, all right, what are the three things that you need help with this month? How can I help keep you focused? What are the three priorities that you want to get done this month? And how can I help you do that? What are your three challenges this month? How could we work through that? And really, a good coach is asking great, great questions to challenge and inspire and help their clients, you know, figure opportunities out, challenges out, and getting priorities done.
You know, a couple things I wanted to say. First of all, I'm laughing because I'm looking out my window listening to you intently, and there's a squirrel. And I'm like, oh, you just said earlier, entrepreneurs, oh, look, there's a squirrel. Right. Anyway, literally, there's a squirrel like right by my front window. Anyway, the other thing is, I'm still focused on you.
No
problem. I'm just like, entrepreneurs, like, oh, look, shiny object. Seriously, you know, in the consultant versus coach world, this is a great chat here about this, because I'm sure you get the same conversation that I do, which is, great, will you do that for me? Or you do it, or you create this. I mean, for me, because I say I do a lot of online marketing coaching, right? Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, so you're a web guy. No,
right.
You know, no, I'm not going to build your site. No, I'm not going to build your team. No, I'm not an agency. You know what
and
I mean?
You're not a guy.
I'm not a guy. Thank you very much. So what would you say the distinction or kind of uncollapsing that between advisor, consultant, coach, what's another word? Oh, therapist. I don't really say that, but maybe therapist first, or counselor. Do you find all those distinct, or do you collapse those?
Well, I think that they should be very distinct. And mm-hmm. I think it goes to setting expectations. you know, one of the things I tell my clients is I'm never going to care as much as you do. You know, you always need to care more than I do. You need to bring me things and I'm going to help you through these. So it's just really establishing expectations of what a coach is and how I'm going to help you and what does success look like? Because if you leave it nebulous, they're going to start to, you know, not feel that you're worth the money because, oh, you're not doing the work. Heather, she had this great idea, but she's not implementing this email campaign for me. What the heck? But if you were like upfront about like, no, this is what I do. This is the value you're going to receive, right? So I charge $2,500 a month. So it's $30,000 a year. And I tell people, and people are like, ooh, whoa, that's a lot. And I say, okay, how much do you pay your receptionist? And, you know, it's usually between 25 and 30, maybe 20. So, okay, listen, if I am not much more valuable than your receptionist, then listen, you're going to get your money back. I mean, for that amount, we're going to talk about like, how are we going to streamline your business, streamline your leadership, streamline your organizational development, put your marketing and sales through the entrepreneurial lens, your strategy through the entrepreneurial lens. And they're like, that's just talk about revenue. You know, where do you want to be in 2 years? How are we going to get there? I am going to coach the living baloney out of you so that we're going to make this happen. But you're going to be doing the work. I am not working in your business and no one's going to care more than you. So we get that straight. And then ideally they take the tough love, they sign up and the expectations are met.
So what's the difference between that and like a coach versus just in general, like the word coach, right? For you, and this is, I'm asking your view, really, the difference between, we already said back coach and consultant, so that's clear. But adding those words, advisor, counselor, what are the differences there between that and the coach? Because these are questions people ask. I mean, if they're not from our world, the coaching world, I've been around coaches and business coaches and life coaches and coaches. Since 2001, my dad owns a company called findyourcoach.com. Okay, so like I've been around the coaching world for years. Okay, so, I get it. But I get this question a lot. You know, what is the difference between that and advisor, and mentor? It's a word used a lot. Mentor, counselor, what's the difference there? And I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
I haven't heard that too much. But, you know, my opinion, advisor and mentor would probably be more like someone who's just doing it for free. You know, I've got a mentor and he's in my mastermind alliance. You know, if you read Think and Grow Rich, and somebody who's just going to help you out of the goodness of your heart, in my opinion, a mentor. You know, an advisor is probably similar to a coach. You know, I guess maybe that's another word for it. I mean, a counselor, you know, when I think of a counselor, I think, you know, we're going to get into your psyche, you know, probably more some personal issues, you know, some things going on in your brain that you need to retrain. So I would think that's more of a counselor, which I am not. I will be a business coach for your brain. You know, I will coach you on how to ask the right questions to your team so that you're not playing God and doing everything, but instead, you know, asking them great coaching questions to push it back to your executive team and your managers. I'll coach you on that. But, you know, you're having problems at home with your wife. You need a counselor. You don't need me.
Right. Because it all affects everything. Right. So I bring that up because I've obviously a lot of people collapse it based on how they grew up. You know, the only time they hear the word coach is baseball or football coach, you know, and then all of a sudden they're hearing entrepreneur coach or business coach. Like, I don't get it. What's, you know, is that a counselor? Is that advisor? So thanks for explaining it from your view. So tell us what you got going on. And what you got going on for 2017, you and I spoke in an email, and I've been in Vegas, so I haven't been very good on my email the last couple of days. I was just at the affiliate summit, so I've been completely out of transmission, as they call it.
Right,
And it's Vegas, so why not?
It's fine. Yeah, well, and I want to ask you what happened there, right? So
not much. Just a lot of talking.
Sure.
Right.
Now, what's happening for me is, and I think I owe you an email. I forgot. I'm an email quicksand myself, so I apologize. I feel so bad. I saw someone this morning who she's like, you need to email me back about our meeting. And it was like a week ago. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I hate emailing.
Just say I'm an entrepreneur that's like shiny objects. And like. Just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, listen, I was about to answer your email. And then I saw a squirrel. So I'm really
apologize. That's okay.
Very sorry. So what's going on for me is, you know, still doing my coaching business, of course, always trying to get more clients to help. I've had a lot of people contact me about learning how to be a coach. So I'm actually starting a coaching school in New York City. It's going to be in April 6th and 7th. And I'm doing a 2-day coaching school where I'm going to train people on how to be a business coach, train them on my curriculum, and then also spend a half day on training them on actually how to get business, right? How to create revenue through the coaching business. So very excited about that. I'm doing two more summits. So Avanti means next step in Italian. So my entrepreneur business is called Avanti.
Are you Italian? Just really?
A little bit.
No.
Yeah.
Kidding.
I don't know if you could smell me through Skype right now, but I actually smell like garlic. So.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving you a hard time. I know you're Italian. It's like it just oozes out of you. You know what I mean?
I sweat out of oil. There's no doubt.
Which is a loving way. I love it. I mean, you know, I live in Texas, born and raised. It's rare you come across Italians. Like, it's super rare. It's just, it's one of those, like, rare sightings. You know what I mean?
And it's very funny. You know, in New York, in upstate New York, it's like every other person's Italian.
Italian? I'm Italian. What are you doing? What?
When I was a little kid, we moved down to, and this is in the 70s, my dad worked for Kodak, and we got transferred to Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, so being an Italian Catholic, I went from, like, upstate New York, Italian Catholic, like, everyone's like me, to, like, you're Italian, you know?
Like, Italian? I don't understand.
I mean, even at 6 years old, I felt like a complete minority, you know?
You were.
I was.
Welcome. Yeah, that's kind of odd to be an Italian in Georgia. So you're an Italian in Georgia? I think you missed a turn.
Yeah, especially back then. I was in Marietta, Georgia, 1976.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's Southern right there.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur and business coach, I can help you double your income and triple your time off. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session with me personally. Go to coachwithheather.com. That's right, go to coachwithheather.com.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
So you're doing 2 more summits, right, locally?
Yeah, doing 2 more summits locally. One's going to be focused on education. I'm going to really try to take my education experience and infuse some entrepreneurship and innovation into college presidents because colleges are being very disrupted right now as an industry. I think they really need to look at their next 20 years of planning through an entrepreneurial lens. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing an event for them. And then the fall, we're going to do an event for our financial advisors to try to, infuse some entrepreneurial strategies for them. It works very well when we have a theme. You know, we had the women theme I told you in the fall.
Yeah.
So we're doing those themed events. And then my mastermind group, you're going to laugh. It's called Mangiamo, which means let's eat in Italian. And the reason we named it that is because we meet at local restaurants. We get a private room, confidentiality, have great wine, beer, dinner. Really sharing of challenges, opportunities, and we're just trying to help each other out. It's a great mastermind experience.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, is that a year-long process with the mastermind? Year-long, quarterly?
Yep. Oh, yeah. People sign up for a year, and we meet up every other month with that mastermind group at the restaurant. And then the off months, we do what we call field trips. We'll go visit a local successful business, get a tour, get to talk to the owner, and just, kind of continue learning on the off months.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, because I'm looking at your website, David. How do you say
Mamano? David Mamano. Think of Romano cheese. Take out the R, put in the M.
Okay,
Dave Mamano. You're all set.
David Mamano. I can't even say it. I'm too much of a Southern girl. Mamano. I'm just going to spell it for you guys. David MAMMANO.com. So tell me a little bit more, if you don't mind, going to be coaching people on how to start a coaching business. That's really taking it to another level of teaching people how to do that. So tell me, you said that people started asking you, how do you become a business coach? Is that how it started?
Yeah, a lot of people, what's funny is I put an ad in Inc. magazine for my coaching services. I would say about 80% of the phone calls I received were people that wanted to actually be a business coach. So I said to myself, well, that's a trend. There's something there. So I said, let me just put together a coaching school. I've got a great curriculum. Everything's online. I have videos. I have downloadable resources or worksheets. So I said, let me take this and turn it into a curriculum to teach people, my method of business coaching. And then also not only the curriculum of being a teacher, being a coach, but also my method of getting business. So teaching them on how I get clients, teaching them on how I do events, teaching them on how I created my mastermind group, teaching them how I built a platform to build my credibility and in turn get clients through their platform or platforms, right? So that's what I'm going to be doing.
It's interesting. So how to do events, how to basically market themselves as a business coach, just going through like how to become a coach, kind of the conversation, the main meat.
Yeah, it's mostly curriculum-based, curriculum-based. Literally like the content, the goods on how to be able to deliver a curriculum on how to be a coach.
Interesting. Wow, I love that. That's cool. I love how you just like, hey, I'm going to do this. Boom. We're just going to have this happen. Do you watch The Prophet? One of my favorite shows ever.
I do. Love that show.
I love that show. You guys know what it is. CNBC has The Prophet with Marcus. I can't say his last name either. I'm really bad with last names. I'm sorry. I'm Baptist. I'm going to name it
you
all
Gentiles,
on that.
You Gentiles.
I'm a Gentile. That's my app. I'm curious. And from that show, sometimes I watch the show and I'm like, oh, I agree with him. Oh, I disagree with him. Do you do that yourself at all with any kind of shows? It could be Shark. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. And a lot of it obviously is hyped up for the show. And
yeah.
You know, they got to do this thing rather quickly and put everything together in a short period of time. But yeah, do I agree with everything? No, but yeah. You know, at the end of the day, the guy's pretty brilliant, and I learn a lot from him.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up a couple ways. I want to wrap it up with kind of what do you think the future of 2017 or the next 4 years? We're moving to a new what we call administration in the country, right? And a potential new shift in what's happening economically, which always affects entrepreneurs. Good or bad, we're not sure yet. We'll find out in a couple of days, I guess. So what do you think the future of businesses in America in the next, let's say, 2, 3, 4, 8 years is going to be look like?
Well, I'm going to say I'm optimistic. We have a businessman running the largest business in the world called USA, right? And, right. You know, when you think about our economy, we're the largest business in the world, our country. And so you have one of the largest, best businessmen in the world running the largest business in the world. So I'm optimistic. I'm hoping that a lot of, the discourse in what's going on with his, either you like him or you don't. Right. I just hope that he gets down to results. I mean, you know, he's got the House, he's got the Senate. So let's make some things happen from a business perspective. That's what I'm being very positive, optimistic about.
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited about that. So, and it's not about really, I mean, of course, policy does obviously affect, but at the same time, it's the mindset of how he sees things. At the end of the day, it's a business conversation, you know, versus a policy conversation. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it. Awesome. Well, I just want to, say you guys got to check out David. I'm going to say his website again, David, MAMMANO.com. I'm not going to try to say it because I don't want to screw it up. I'm a Gentile. That's my reason. So
David Mamano. I'm going to record it. I'm going to send you a recording of it. You can fall asleep to it every night. You'll be dreaming about me.
David Mamano.
Yeah, I'm dreaming about an Italian guy from New York.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Where else can they find your website? Not only your website, we just said that, but also any of your books or your podcasts, anything that you want to share about your next event coming up and anything like that.
DavidMamano.com is my own core website, but the name of my business is AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com, and that's where we have my podcast, that's where we have information about what's going on with our events and anything we're doing and a broader perspective of our entrepreneur business. So DavidMamano.com and AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com.
Awesome. Any last words? Anything you want to share? Say, hey, come join anything, or where we find you? Facebook, Twitter? Where's your?
Yeah, go to Facebook, search for me. I think I'm the only David Mamano on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. LinkedIn, please friend me. Listen, I love people. I love helping people. If you want to just have a free conversation about what you're doing and see if I can help you at all, happy to do that. David.
For that, David. All right, guys, this is the Heather Havenwood with the Win. Check it out at heatherhavenwood.com. All right, guys, see you next time.